Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Most of you have heard that Hunter Biden was finally indicted. So why would I actually talk about this in this program? I believe it will become very obvious and clear as we go along. I'd like to read, to begin with, from an article by the Associated Press, dated December 8, saying this: Hunter Biden was indicted on 9 tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the 2024 election. The new charges filed Thursday, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. They come after the implosion of a plea deal, that very nice deal you've probably heard about, over the summer that would have spared him jail time, putting the case on track to a possible trial as his father campaigns for re-election. Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills, Special Counsel David Weiss said in a statement. The charges are centered on at least $1.4 million in taxes Hunter Biden owed during 2016 and 2019, a period where he has acknowledged struggling with addiction. If convicted, Hunter Biden could receive a maximum of 17 years in prison. The special counsel probe remains open, Weiss said. The charging documents filed in California, where he lives, detail spending on drugs, strippers, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. In short, everything but his taxes, prosecutor Leo Weiss wrote. Hunter did eventually file his taxes in 2020, while facing a child support case in Arkansas. That's also something you might have heard about. And the back taxes were paid by a third party. So far, the article by the Associated Press. I'm asking the question, who is that third party? Who paid those taxes for him? I also do not believe that Hunter Biden will spend one day in prison. And I also do believe that in any event, his father is going to pardon him. Now, they said they wouldn't do that, but Joe Biden has lied on other occasions before, as I will show you now. Because there's another article which was published by the New York Post, and they in turn published an article by attorney and law professor Jonathan Turley on December 8. And I believe when we listen to what Professor Turley has to say, it becomes obvious why I am representing all of this and presenting it in this program. Because the title of this program has to do with the cover-up continues. What cover-up? And in whose favor? The article writes, the 56-page indictment of Hunter Biden for tax evasion makes for racy reading, with the special counsel describing a 4-year criminal pattern directed at maintaining Biden's extravagant lifestyle. That lifestyle included massive expenses for strippers, sex clubs, fast cars, and other distractions. The steps taken by Hunter to evade taxes are impressive, but not nearly as impressive as the efforts of the Justice Department to evade any direct implications for his father, President Biden. In that sense, the indictment itself is a marvel of evasion. There are glaring omissions in the indictment that tend to shield critical payments and conduct that implicates a president. First, the special counsel only indicts tax evasion that occurred in recent years. That is because a long, quote-unquote, investigation into Hunter inexplicably allowed the statute of limitations to expire on the most controversial payments from Ukraine gas company Burisma. Recent testimony from IRS whistleblowers suggests that was not an accident. Investigators were stonewalled, they claimed, and the Justice Department was previously moving to reject any charges against Hunter Biden. Exploring those earlier Ukrainian payments opens up questions about Hunter's influence peddling and would have highlighted the conflict in his father's extraordinary move to force Ukrainians to fire a prosecutor investigating Burisma by holding back $1 billion in aid for the country. There is still no explanation why Special Counsel David Weiss would allow the statute of limitations to run out. But this recent indictment keeps the focus and the focus squarely on taxes not paid, not how the money was earned in the first place. He goes on to say, also missing in the indictment is any charge against Hunter Biden as an unregistered foreign agent. The problem with charging Hunter with the Foreign Agents Registration Act is obvious. It opens up questions about the millions of dollars going to the Biden family from foreign sources, a topic that Attorney General Merrick Garland has spent years avoiding in the second indictment. Weiss spends more time detailing the use of his money rather than how and why it was given to the Bidens. He just matter-of-factly describes millions flowing through these accounts from China, Romania, Ukraine, Russia, other countries. By focusing on tax evasion alone, Weiss again avoids any direct reference to the focus of the influence peddling used to raise these millions of dollars. Even without mentioning the president, the implications of the indictment are devastating for the narrative and the denials of Joe Biden. The president has continued to maintain that he had no knowledge or interaction with these dealings. These statements are clearly and knowingly false. In other words, Biden clearly lied about it. The president also maintained that his son has never done anything wrong and never accepted any money from China. That is also untrue. In other words, that's also a lie. According to the Justice Department and to Hunter Biden himself. Yet, Weiss continues to avoid any need to address a person who was the selling point of the influence peddling. It was the same person, namely Joe Biden, who repeatedly called in to dinners and meetings, repeatedly attended events, and held meetings and photo shots for these clients. Indeed, Weiss indicts the failure to pay taxes on the proceeds of these dealings without addressing that underlying corruption. It is akin to arresting a bank robber for speeding away from the crime scene without mentioning the reason for his flight. In a scandal with dozens of references to the presidents and millions sent for influence and access, it took a steady hand for Weiss to avoid ever touching on President Biden's role. It takes perfect aim not to avoid any contact. It is itself the very model of evasion. And then you read ridiculous articles in the press and comments, ridiculous comments by the White House that there is no evidence whatsoever that Joe Biden did anything wrong. My friends, the evidence is overwhelming.
overwhelming.
But why do I address this in this program? It shows the utter corruption of our systems, starting with the Biden administration, addressing the Justice Department, the FBI, other agencies, all utterly and totally corrupt. How are you going to solve that problem? Is it solvable? Well, it doesn't matter who is leading this country. These agencies are totally and utterly corrupt. You cut off the head, but what about all the people working for the head? You see, the Bible has something to say about this terrible situation. From the top down, in the book of Ecclesiastes, in chapter 3, we read in verse 16, "Moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of judgment, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there." But it is going to end, not with a change in leadership, not through human beings, but only when Jesus Christ returns, because he will just wipe out all of it. All these terrible agencies, all these corruption concepts will be completely and utterly and totally destroyed. That's what we are waiting for. That's what we should be praying for when we pray to God the Father, "Your kingdom come." When God's rule is going to be established on this earth. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 17 continues, "I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there shall be a time there for every purpose and for every work." They might get away with it now, but justice will be done when Christ returns. In the meantime, please read our free booklet, "And Lawlessness Will Abound." Yes, it will even get worse before it gets better, before Christ returns. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.